أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستع عليه صبرا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 82 of Surah Al-Kahf, continuation of Khadir alayhi salam explaining to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam the reasons why he did what he did. And the third aspect was they came to this village or the town or a city, and they asked the people for food because of extreme hunger, and the people refused. Yet in that circumstance, Khadir straightened a wall that was about to fall, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's portion or his angle of looking at it was, you should have taken a wage, a remuneration for doing the work so that we could have purchased food. So he says, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارِ, with regards to the wall, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, it belonged to two orphans in the city. In other words, the property was theirs and that wall was on their property. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا, and below this wall buried was a treasure that belonged to the two orphans. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, and their father was a righteous, a pious person. So it seems that that father, because he had these children, they were not of age, they were still very minor, and hence there was no one to hand over his estate to. So he had buried it under this wall and he kept it there. However, the wall began to lean and the wall was about to fall. So the consequences of that was, had the wall fallen, then the treasure would have been exposed. And if the treasure was exposed, then people would have been exposed to it, and obviously they would have then helped themselves to it, and these two yatim would have not gotten from the inheritance of their father. That is the understanding that one would get from this ayah. So all he did was he straightened the wall, not doing a favor in actual fact to the people of the city, but a favor to these young two miners who had lost their father, and that estate was now under this wall. So hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that what seemed to be Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's concern was not the concern of Sayyidina Khadir alayhi salatu wassalam. So by straightening the wall, the favor was incurred to the two young orphans that were now with that treasure that was under the wall. On the other hand, if we look at it, what was in this treasure? We find various narrations that the treasure was filled with gold and silver. And in one narration, there was Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, great commentator, has narrated that there was a takht, there was a tablet that was made of gold. And very amazing was, there was some inscriptions upon it. This was probably a father's advice to his young children when they grow up. So the gist of the inscription was, number one, on the first line it was written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and the second line had, amazing is that person who believes in taqdeer, yet he stresses or he becomes despondent about the occurrences in his life. A person believing in taqdeer, and then things go wrong, there are difficulties that come, and then that person begins to stress about it, and he loses hope, he becomes despondent. That is amazing. A person should know this is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and this is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decreed. In the second line, it was inscribed that amazing is that person who knows, who has this yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the raziq, but yet he toils more than necessary. His toiling will give the impression then that he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the equation, and his toiling sometimes creates within the heart that feeling that I am doing, and that person forgets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the next line is, amazing is that person who knows for certainty that death is going to come, yet that person rejoices in this world. Everything he becomes obsessed with, everything of this dunya becomes a means of happiness, and that person forgets death. And then the next line, amazing is that person who has yaqeen, who has the faith that hisab is going to take place on the day of qiyamah, yet the person becomes heedless of this. And then in the next line, amazing is that person who knows the fleeting nature of this world, yet he rejoices in what this world offers. And in the last line, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are advices that we, you and I, can also look into in our lives, and of course we can apply them. So وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. The father was a righteous, pious person, so this favor was incurred upon these orphans. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا. The irada, the intention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was that this treasure does not become exposed now, but it becomes exposed and it reaches, these two young ones reach the treasure, and they will be able to take out the treasure when they reach a ripe age, in other words, an age of responsibility, that they will know how to utilize the funds, they will know how to handle the funds, and hence that is the irada, that was the intention of Allah. It was not Allah's intention that this gets exposed now at this particular time. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. And I did not do this on my own accord. This is a very, very important lesson, that from here we understand that it would have been wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence consensus of the ulama is that Khadir was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْتِ عَلَيْهِ صَبَرًا. And that is the interpretation of those matters which you could not bear patiently. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.